So I want to ask you about your next patient, your 55-year-old lady.
This is a woman who presented with a locally advanced triple-negative breast cancer. She had neoadjuvant anthracycline and taxane-based chemotherapy and sadly still had stage 3 disease at the time of surgical resection. She went on to capecitabine, you know, in the CREATE-X kind of fashion, and of course also had radiation. However, during her capecitabine phase, she developed progressive disease. So we then enrolled her on a SWOG study, SWOG 1416, which takes one of my preferred drugs in triple negative breast cancer, cisplatin, and randomizes to receive or not receive veliparib, the PARP inhibitor. And she has had a PR to that regimen thus far and is doing quite well.
What does she get randomized to?
Well, it's a placebo-controlled trial.
Oh, it's placebo-controlled. So I don't know how many people you've put on that study, but are you able to, and with her, were you able to sort of make a guess about whether or not they were getting veliparib? What do you see when you add in a PARP inhibitor?
Well, you know, she's actually done quite well, and I don't have a guesstimate on her. I have a couple of patients on this trial, and I have to say I don't necessarily have a great feel for it. You know, I think the GI toxicities would be hard to tease out from the parent drug toxicities and some of the other fatigue and more kind of constitutional symptoms. So it's an interesting question. Sometimes you can. I'm not sure I can in this case.
What would your approach have been to this lady if she'd not been on a trial? Would she have gotten just the carbo?
Yeah, probably. You know, I think the TNT trial, to my mind, really demonstrated that, you know, platinum in the first line setting is quite appropriate, and in germline bracket carriers may in fact be preferable.